Today, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair rejected suggestions that the London bombings last week were tied to Britain's foreign policy. He called terrorism an evil ideology. Blair's government has released details of new anti-terror legislation, and the police have now confirmed the identities of all four bombers. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
Speaking to his Labour Party's National Policy Forum in London, Prime Minister Blair called the fight against terrorism a global struggle for hearts and minds.
This is the battle that must be won. A battle not just about terrorist methods, but their views. Not just their barbaric acts, but their barbaric ideas. Not only what they do, but what they think, and the thinking that they would impose on others.
But at the same conference, Labour Party Member of Parliament John McDonnell said that Britain's role in the occupation of Iraq was helping terrorists to recruit young men into its bombing teams, a viewpoint common among some British Muslims. Blair rejected any such linkage and called on Britons to confront extremism.
Their cause is not founded on an injustice. It is founded on a belief, one whose fanaticism is such that it can't be moderated. It can't be remedied. It has to be stood up to.
Blair's government is encouraging British Muslims to police their own communities and root out extremists. Britain's top Asian police officer, Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Tariq Ghafoor, emphasized that just condemning the attacks was not enough.
What we've got to realize, the community has got to realize, is that amongst the community itself, there are people who have been radicalized. There are people whose beliefs are so strong that leads them to commit acts of this magnitude. And the community now has to take ownership of that problem and start to identify who these people are.
The government has also detailed proposed new anti-terror legislation. One measure would target acts preparatory to terrorism so security forces could stop terrorist plots before they're carried out. Home Office Minister Hazel Bleers, in charge of counterterrorism, described the other measures.
Secondly, a new criminal offence of indirect incitement to terrorism, where people are glorifying terrorism with the intention of stirring up people to this kind of activity. And thirdly, both receiving and carrying out training in terrorist techniques.
The Metropolitan Police today released a picture from a video camera for the first time showing all four bombers together. In it, Hasib Hussein, Shahzad Tanweer, Jermaine Lindsay and Mohammed Siddiq Khan are seen entering the Luton train station en route to London to carry out their attacks. Khan's family issued a statement earlier today saying they were devastated to learn that their son had been brainwashed into committing such an act. This followed similar remarks by Hasib Hussein's family on Friday. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.